Riviera Radio. Business.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Has it stopped raining yet?
Stopped raining. Had a lovely game of padel tennis last night. Have you played that?
Game of what? Sorry?
Padel tennis.
Padel tennis. What's that?
Oh, it's fantastic. So it's a mixture between squash and tennis. Beautiful court, perspex box. The ball's in play a lot more, very social, lovely game. It's going to change the world of racket sports, that is my view.
So it's got a net, has it?
It's got a net.
And it's an indoor court?
It's an outdoor court, but you're in a perspex box.
Right, and it has sort of walls on the top and stuff, does it?
Not on the top, on the side, yes.
So the ball can actually go out of the court if you hit it?
It can go out of the court.
So it's a bit like real tennis, really?
It's a little bit like, it doesn't have those, I have played real tennis, which is different, the racket's a bit strange, the ball's very heavy in real tennis, and also you've got that hole at the back of the court in real tennis, have to be said. I play that down at Hampton Court, old Henry VIII's court, of course.
Sports of Kings.
Yeah.
It's good enough for Henry VIII, it's good enough for the likes of you.
Hey, it's pretty.
Peasant.
No problem.
Peasant. Right, markets. Jerome Powell attempting to soothe the fears over inflation and employment yesterday in front of the House.
Yeah, did a decent job. Stocks rose, dollar fell, Treasury yields declined. This is after, you say, the Fed chair reiterated his view that inflationary pressures will be transitory while acknowledging a 5% CPI reading was unacceptable. He stated that he had a level of confidence that prices will eventually come down, but did say it was hard to say when bottlenecks are going to disappear. The testimony came after New York Fed President John Williams said a discussion about raising interest rates is still way off in the future. And that's what we have to remember. Markets got itself somewhat overexcited last Wednesday when the Federal Reserve hinted that they were prepared to speed up the pace of tapering of the asset purchases. Remember, that's a real emergency measure that was put in place, this $120 billion a month program. The reality is, even if they start to taper that back, that'll take some time. And then we're still talking about the real thing of higher interest rates being some way off, well into 2023. And I think markets are taking a more measured approach in trying to price in the effects of that and the impact that's likely to have in terms of the economy. S&P 500 up 0.5%, NASDAQ with up 0.8%. Retailers, energy, tech companies very much leading the way. In terms of markets, I guess they're looking for the next catalyst. When will that come? Well, it's the second side of the dual mandate we get to focus on next week, of course, with the Labour report next Friday in the United States. And, of course, we start getting into second quarter earnings, and that is likely to be driving markets as well. In terms of the opening calls this morning, currently calling the FTSE up 11 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 24 points. CAC calling in Paris up 15 points.
It's going to make those future CPI data reports very interesting, isn't it? Because if inflation sticks around 5% for any length of time, then Mr. Powell might have to change his mind sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it's not going to do so. We think it'll peak over the course of the next few months. Remember, the base effects are really important. It's year-on-year comparisons at a time when the global economy was struck down by the coronavirus and deflation signs. So the reality is it's against a very weak reading last year. And I think as we see those base effects wash out, you'll start to see some of these inflation figures normalise.
Well, that's a very confident prediction. It's not going to do so. I hope you're right, you know.
Well, listen, there are signs that inflation has been firming. I said before, the thing to really watch out for is wage inflation. Will we see the shortage of labour continue as the economy reopens, which in turn forces companies to offer more money to entice people back into work? If we start to see that become ingrained, that will be the concern that inflation is becoming a little bit more sticky than the projections have been suggesting.
There's no danger of that around here, I can tell you that from the start.
No. The headmaster's not got his wallet out.
Moving swiftly on, oil prices are getting higher and higher. What have we got? $75.32 this morning for Brent's.
Yeah, exactly right. Trading above that $75 mark for the first time in 2 years. And that's led to reports that OPEC Plus are discussing whether to further boost production at next week's meeting as the oil market is looking increasingly tight. Russia is apparently considering making a proposal that the group should ease a global supply deficit by increasing output. A deal would help to at least soothe some of the issues that we've been seeing in terms of markets as demand recovers, supply remains constrained and inventory levels deplete. OPEC Plus are already committed to reviving around 2 million barrels per day of idle production. That process has been taking place from the start of May and will continue into July. Saudi Arabia, of course, the de facto leader of OPEC, has been more cautious about rolling back cuts, but the International Energy Agency has been urging the group to start tapping its spare production capacity to bolster supply. Goldman Sachs, good report from them yesterday, estimating the market remains in a deficit somewhere around about 3 million barrels per day. It estimates that OPEC Plus withholding as much as 5.8 million barrels per day from the market. So have the ability to try and bridge that gap if they so desire.
Sounded a bit disjointed this morning, old boy. Have a late night last night, stay up and watch the football, did you?
I didn't watch the football. I told you I was playing the old padel tennis, which took a bit out. My knees are hurting a bit this morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Call yourself
an England
fan.
I'm all right. Yeah. Well, we're already through, weren't we, England?
It's a difference of finishing top of the group or possibly third, though.
Yeah, but now we're going to play who?
France, Germany, Portugal. Or possibly Hungary as well.
I'm not sure we've got a good track record against those.
You could hope that Hungary pulls something out of the bag against Germany, but I can't see it somehow anyway. And Steven Spielberg teaming up with Netflix. At least it's not Amazon.
Yeah, sorry, after your rant yesterday. Steven Spielberg has signed a multi-year deal to provide films for Netflix, promising a stream of new feature films per year for the online video streamer. Netflix is still the market leader, but has been seeking more hits that can attract subscribers that help it stand out from the competition, particularly as likes of Disney, AT&T, Warner and Comcast debut more of their biggest films online. Spielberg's decision is an interesting one. He's an old school, of course, Hollywood director who in the past has criticized the likes of Netflix and the streaming service, what it's doing for the industry. TV movies, he said, were very different to big screen movies. So the fact he's decided to join in and form this partnership suggests that even he now believes that this is very much the future.
Jaws 11?
Jaws 11?
Yeah.
They're not 11 Jaws films,
surely. I don't know,
surely.
I lost count.
There must be three, no?
No, it's more than three, aren't there?
Really?
Well, you seem to know a lot about, so you're a big Jaws fan, are you?
Well, I like
seeing
the music.
People choose up, do you? he's probably got implants now, hasn't he, Jaws, after all those. He must have ground all his teeth down by now. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.39 this morning. Euro dollar 1.19. €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
So you're not into the football then?
I like the knockout stages, to be honest. I've been a bit bored with it. There was a lacklustre performance from England on Friday against Scotland. So listen, let's see where we go. Knockout football is when it really starts for me. I let the sort of minor teams disappear and then the battle commences.
It's a knockout now. That was a programme, wasn't it?
It's a raw knockout. That was a good one. Who's your favourite for the football, Italy?
No, I put the final down to be between Belgium and Portugal. But that might not
happen.
That's
an off-consensus view, isn't it?
No, I've got to go now, so thank you very much.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Do dial again.
Hang Potts and Barclay.